Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With the very generous Jonathan Schanzer, the author of Gaza 2021, a book I recommend to read about the warnings that were in Jonathan's book 2 years ago, following the conflict, the exchange of rockets, the ceasefire, the Iron Dome, all of the mechanisms that were in place, including murder tunnels, were always searched for. However, all of that was preparation for what we've just witnessed and what we're learning about. The question is, what comes next? And that looks to the north. Jonathan, for some years now, I've understood the War of the North has been a topic of grave concern because of Hezbollah is not only well-armed and well-trained, but they're completely at the direction of Tehran, which is a hostile power to everyone in the neighborhood. Hezbollah is now arrayed in some fashion. The IDF is deployed there in great numbers. Hezbollah has, I'm told, anywhere between 100 and 150,000 rockets, some of them turned into very accurate missiles with kits that the Iranians have provided. Right now, however, there looks to be a standoff. Do you see that's the way it's going to stay, to draw the Israeli attention but not act because of war fighting would be a ruin in Beirut?
Yeah, look, this is the tense moment of the escalation that we're seeing across Israel's borders. There is no doubt in my mind that Israel is about to enter the Gaza Strip. They are right now focused on destroying Hamas. As I heard one former Israeli official say the other day, Hamas has lost the right to exist after killing more than 1,200 people. So that front appears all but certain. And now what Israel is watching are several probes, rockets fired from Lebanese territory, one infiltration into Israel by Palestinian Islamic Jihad operatives who were based in Lebanon, perhaps even Hamas trying to fire rockets. They have a small contingent in Lebanon as well. But the bottom line is that that northern border of Israel's has grown extremely tense. I think there is a real temptation on the part of the Hezbollah leadership as they are being urged by Tehran. And we have heard this from Israeli officials that Tehran is trying to push Hezbollah into the war. Both sides know how catastrophic such a war would be. Both sides understand that it would almost certainly end in complete devastation of the Lebanese state. And this is, of course, on top of the misery that that country has endured over the last several years, the financial collapse, the political crisis. This would precipitate a horrific collapse of the Lebanese state. But you have to understand here that Hezbollah is, first of all, a wholly owned subsidiary of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC. Moreover, Hezbollah was created with really one goal in mind, and that is to wage war against Israel. And right now, they see an opportunity. They saw Israel on its back foot. They saw Israel taken by surprise. They see that Israel is still struggling to maintain a secure border in the south, and that it may deploy 100,000 troops into Gaza with the ground war that is all but certain to start. So they see an opportunity. They see perhaps in their minds a way to even destroy the Jewish state. They may push all in, to borrow from a poker term. That is, I think, the real danger that we're grappling with right now. This could become a regional war in the Middle East and one that could have devastating consequences.
Third front, Syria. Do you hear anything substantive, Jonathan? Because the Golan has now and again had IRGC elements there.
We have heard of one rocket penetrating Israeli airspace, or one salvo out of Syria. Nothing significant up until now, but don't forget that the Iranians do have Shiite militias that are running around inside Syria.
Right.
Hamas has a base inside Syria. So does Hezbollah. So it's possible. I don't think that Assad wants this. Assad, I think the last thing that he can afford is a deadly war where Israel destroys whatever infrastructure he has left that is barely a functioning country right now, if it's a country at all. He has to be aware of this, but I think he also may not be able to restrain some of the actors that are running around inside his border.
Jonathan Schanzer, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, the author of The Press and Unfortunately, Gaza 2021. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.